Welcome to today's Modern Campground News Brief for April 24th, 2024, sponsored by CampSpot. CampSpot is the industry's leading campground management and reservation software, serving more than 2,300 private parks across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about how CampSpot can help your campground increase bookings and revenue at software.campspot.com. Cranbrook prepares for reopening of Mount Baker RV Campground with new operator. The city of Cranbrook in British Columbia, Canada, has announced the reopening of the Mount Baker RV Campground on May 1, 2024, under the management of local operator Gavin Thomas. The campground will offer limited services, including power hookups, a wash building, and a sani dump facility, with the city receiving 10% of the annual site rental revenue. To encourage turnover and maximize visitor experiences, stays will be limited to 7 days with no back-to-back bookings allowed. The reopening comes after the previous operator ceased operations in 2020, and the city faced financial challenges in maintaining the campground as a full-service facility. However, recent infrastructure upgrades have provided a cost-effective solution to restore essential services, paving the way for this year-to-year revival while a long-term plan is established. General RV Center completes initial construction phase of new supercenter. General RV Center has completed the initial construction phase of its first North Carolina Supercenter in Salisbury, set to open in late 2024. This 71,000-square-foot facility, strategically located northeast of Charlotte, is poised to become a major RV hub within a 400-mile radius, boasting over 40 service bays and a capacity for 700 RVs. The project has already injected approximately $15 million into Rowan County through property improvements and equipment, with the total investment expected to reach $25 million by its completion. The Supercenter is anticipated to generate more than 150 full-time jobs, each offering an average salary of $65,000, and attract 10,000 annual customers who are projected to contribute roughly $740,000 annually to local businesses. As construction moves into the next phase, focusing on additional structural enhancements, the community eagerly awaits the grand opening of this game-changing facility. California to open first new state park in a decade sets climate goals for natural lands. California Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled plans for the state's first new park in a decade, the 1,600-acre Dos Rios Park, set to open in June. Located in the Central Valley near the confluence of the Tuolumne and San Joaquin Rivers, the park will offer a variety of recreational activities and serve as a vital connection to nature for the community. Alongside this exciting development, Newsom also introduced ambitious new targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions from California's natural landscapes, aiming to decrease wildfire risks, expand forest coverage, and restore wetlands as part of the state's goal to achieve carbon neutrality by 2045. These initiatives, backed by nearly $9.6 billion in climate-related investments since 2020, underscore California's commitment to environmental stewardship and combating climate change while providing new opportunities for outdoor enthusiasts to explore and appreciate the state's natural wonders. That's all for today's news. For more in-depth coverage of these and other stories related to the outdoor hospitality industry, visit moderncampground.com.